let's pay attention to it and let's advance.
So again, we're reading chosen excerpts on the topic of prayer, excerpt number 12, Rabash, article 236, the whole earth is full of his glory. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it is written, they have eyes and they will not see, they have ears and they will not hear. This is only because of the correction. In order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the face, as is presented in the Zohar, that the Shekhinah said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there is no place to hide from you, meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light. This is the meaning of the measure of faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment. If a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal himself, this is the meaning of what Baal HaSulam said, run, my beloved, until she pleases, meaning that before one is fit to reveal his light, we ask of him, run, my beloved, meaning that he will not reveal himself to the Creator beings, because the concealment is only the correction of creation. Hence, one must brace and pray for those two. One, to be worthy of the revelation of the light of the Creator. Two, that the Creator will give him the power to grow stronger in faith above reason. For by this, he merges kelim that are fit for the revelation of the face.
You find something?
There is Shamati.
Shamati Kuf Ayin Bet, Inyan HaMeniyot VeHaIkuvim.
172. All the preventions, the matter of preventions and delays, all the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer, and all these preventions bring us only nearing, since without them, we would have no possibility of coming closer to Him. This is so because by nature, there is no greater distance, as we're made of pure matter, and the Creator is higher than high, and only when one begins to approach does one begin to feel the distance between us, and any prevention that one overcomes brings the way closer for that person. This is so because one grows accustomed to moving on a line of growing further. Hence, whenever one feels that one is distant, it does not induce any change in the process, since he knows in advance that he is moving on a line of growing further. It is so because this is the truth. There are not enough words to describe the distance between us and the Creator. Hence, every time one feels that distance to a greater extent that one thought, it causes him no contention.
שוב קטע מספר 13.
Again, excerpt 13. The most important is the prayer, that is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Gdusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves the great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.